The Lord be with you. Read it from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, in a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" For that moment, the sound of your greeting reached my ears. The infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." The Gospel of the Lord. I have to admit that this is a very beautiful chasuble, isn't it? What do you think? Very, very beautiful, yeah. Some of you do the Liturgy of the Hours. So the most authentic, reliable source for Our Lady Guadalupe is from the Nikan Mopua. Nikan Mopua, that's the language of Juan Diego, the Nahuel. And it's by Don Antonio Valeriano. Maybe you can remember that. You can even Google it in. Don Antonio Valeriano. If you have the Liturgy of the Hours, it's the second reading. Okay? Some of you do the Liturgy of the Hours. You've got two readings. You've got that, and then Pope Paul VI says a homily of Paul VI. It's one of the most fascinating stories in the history of the Church. So I'll give you a summary of the reading, then maybe spend a good hour today meditating upon it. It's so very rich. Okay, it was the year 1531. The recipient was a Mexican Aztec Indian, whose name was Juan Diego. He was 57 years when most people would live to be maybe 35, 40. So he's already living beyond his years. He is a convert to Catholicism with his wife, Doña Lucia, who apparently passed away. So he's living with his uncle, whose name is Juan Bernardino. So it starts off on December 9th. There are actually four apparitions. You can even say five if you count the one to Juan Bernardino, his uncle. So December 9th, he's heading toward the city of Mexico, and he's walking about 10 miles. That's a long walk. I mean, he's 57, so he's got quite a distance to walk. So there and back, he got a good 20 miles, no? And the purpose, if you read the account, is for two things: for divine liturgy and to study the commandments. That's what you'll read. So going to the Mass and ongoing formation. Okay, ongoing formation for adults, which I'm doing the parish for 20 years, no? The importance that the parents, the adults, have ongoing formation. So he's heading there. He arrives at a place called Tepeyac. Tepeyac, there was a hill. And he heard these birds singing, and he saw this beautiful, majestic, mestizo woman dressed like that. The more beautiful. And the essence of her conversation, she calls him Juanito, Juan Dieguito, very cariñoso, they say in Spanish, very endearing. Says, I want you to go to Mexico and tell the bishop, whose name was Juan Zumárraga, who's not a Mexican, he's the first bishop of Mexico City, actually from Spain, and he was a Franciscan bishop. So she tells him very gently, courteously, Mary, very gentle, very courteous, I want you to be my ambassador. And tell him that I want a church built here on Mount Tepeyac. So he goes, and when the bishop finally receives him, listens, but the bishop doesn't believe. So there has to be an interpreter because the bishop doesn't know enough Nahuel during the conversation. So that's December 9th. When he's returning back, he meets Mary the second time and the first day. By the way, December 9th is the feast day of Juan Diego. No? Nothing happens by chance, huh? So when he's returning, basically he says to Mary, look, he didn't believe me. Find someone more important than me. I'm just insignificant. What beautiful humility. What a humble man. Get someone that has more education, more intelligent, more eloquent, more articulate, maybe better dressed, no? And Mary loves him all the more because of his humility. Let's try to be humble. If we have traces of pride in our hearts, let's give it up today. Amen? So he goes back to his house to be with his uncle Juan Bernardino. And following day, which was the 10th, he's heading once again, and he meets Our Lady Guadalupe, and she wants, well, this time he goes to the bishop, and the bishop says that he wants a sign. So he comes back and says the bishop wants a sign. So that would be the third apparition. You got two apparitions, the 9th, the 3rd, the 10th. Okay, it's a little bit confusing, but it's good to try to get the order, the chronology. To the 9th, the 2nd, the 10th, after meeting the bishop. Okay, now the 11th, he didn't go, and I think you know why. It's because his uncle, Juan Bernardino, was gravely ill. So the whole day, Juan Diego had to be at the bedside of his uncle who was about to die. So December 12th, early the morning, that's why this morning we had a mass at 5 o'clock called Las Mañanitas. How's your Spanish? Las Mañanitas means early in the morning. That's why another man said another church, they had the mass at 3 o'clock in the morning. We slept in a little bit, so we started at 5 o'clock, okay? So that morning, December 12th, Juan Diego, early in the morning, is heading toward the bishop's residence. But he thinks, what I have to do now is I have to, when I arrive at the hill, I should try to avoid her because I gotta get the priest to give the sacraments to my uncle. So what does he do? He goes around the hill and she cuts him off. She cuts him off. And she says, don't worry, your uncle has already been healed. Okay? Don't worry. And he believes. So Mary has already gone to visit the uncle, even before Juan Diego has asked for that petition. Mary acts quickly, doesn't she? Even before he asks it, he's already healed. So she says, look, here's the sign. And he lifts up his gaze, and there on the hill, you have these beautiful roses. Last night I gave a talk on Mary, Our Lady Guadalupe, and I spoke about what about 15 different miracles that Mary did from that time up to the present time. Miracles. So she tells him to gather those Castilian roses, which he does. He throws them in his tilma, and she actually orders them in his tilma, calling to order the disordered, St. Ignatius, right? Order the disordered. So she sends him off, and he's heading to the city of Mexico. Some of the men who had seen Juan Diego enter into the residence of the bishop thinks he's just a nuisance and he's a liar. So they try to pull down his tilma, and the roses remain painted on his tilma. There's another miracle. So he arrives at the residence of the bishop, and he opens up his tilma, and the flowers come cascading to the ground, but the bishop is not looking at the flowers, but the bishop is looking at this. He's looking at the beautiful image of Our Lady Guadalupe. He falls to his knees. He weeps for his lack of belief. And then he believes. So there you have, in a nutshell, the story of Our Lady Guadalupe. I'm going to ask you a favor. You look, do I have notes now? Do I have notes right now? Hello? Do I have notes up my sleeve? No? Okay, all from memory. Yep. Do you have a good memory? I think you do, but it's not cultivated. Our memory's lazy. Our memory's lazy. Try to cultivate your memory. You know, I rely a lot now upon my memory. Yesterday, given a talk for 70 minutes, no notes, because I rely upon memory. You people, you've got a memory. Do you believe me? I can't hear you. So I've told you it. If you have a good memory, you can just tell what I told you, no? But what a beautiful thing if you could sit down with your son, your daughter, your grandchild, and talk 15 minutes the way Father Broome is. Isn't that what parents are supposed to do, to be catechists toward their children? So take advantage of it. Can you imagine you're talking to your granddaughter who's 7 years old. You say that, and now she's got that in her memory the rest of her life. That's worth more than $1 trillion. It is. That's worth more than $1 trillion transmitting the truth. Okay. I could talk another hour, but I won't, okay? But I'm going to say one last thing is this. Of all the miracles, the greatest miracle was from 1531, the next 30 years, you're going to have 8 million converts. You hear me? I'll repeat if you didn't hear me. 8 million converts in 30 years. That is the most massive conversion of souls in the history of the Catholic Church. That's huge, 8 million. These people were taking babies and offering them to the Son God right up to that point. And now what are they going to do? They're going to be worshiping Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Yes. The Son God, now Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And now it's the country, the Spanish-speaking country, that has most Catholics in the world. And it's all because of Our Lady Guadalupe. So let's pray that all of us will be like Juan Diego, okay? All of us are called to become, whether or not we're Mexican, Filipino, or Anglo-Saxon, doesn't matter. We're all called to be like Juan Diego, to bring the good news of salvation to the world through the intercession of Mary. Let me tell you this. If you ever find yourself sad, depressed, in desolation, discouraged, turn to Mary and she'll turn your sorrow into joy, because she is our life, our sweetness, and our hope. Amen.